Moncrief on News Talk.
First, though, buses carry cameras, both interior and exterior, and a recent 11-week pilot project in Cork used artificial intelligence to analyse footage from and identify cars that were breaking the rules of the road. It was startlingly successful. Peter Horgan is a Labour councillor for Cork City. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Could you describe to us how it worked?
Well, basically, over an 11-week time period, the NTA and Bus Éireann, they mounted these cameras on certain buses on the 220 route. Now, the reason the 220 route was chosen, it's the longest continuous route in the metropolitan area in Cork. It runs from Carrigaline down into Douglas, into the city centre, and out towards Ballincollig and Ovens, and then loops around again. It was the first 24-hour bus in the country. So it's quite kind of a marquee route, and that's the reason they chose that. So they mounted these cameras without the drivers knowing, and they monitored double yellow parking, bus stop infringements and bus lane infringements over the 11-week period. And they found over 7,000 infractions over that 11 weeks.
My word. And were they able to do it in real time, or was it, you know, did they have the footage have to be uploaded somewhere to, and then the analysis came through?
It had to be uploaded in this situation and then gone through by the people involved. Hayden AI were the company that we used. So in this situation, it took a bit of time after to kind of go through the process and each of the 7,000. Now, because of GDPR and the lack of legislation around the AI enforcement cameras, like the traffic enforcement automatic cameras that you have in certain parts in Dublin, it's a very labour-intensive project to do and to roll out. But it does give us, you know, a startling insight into some of the issues that are causing congestion in Cork City and in other cities around the state as well.
Yeah, so I suppose people listening, Peter, might think, well, these don't sound like very serious infractions. Well, did it detect any serious ones?
Well, hold on. What's serious? I mean, parking, the double yellow lines are there for a reason. And I think what I'm noticing in Cork City, and I can only speak for Cork City where I represent, is that people are now becoming blind to double yellow lines and actually to the yellow box junctions. The amount of junctions in Cork that are being blocked up by people entering in but not leaving yellow box junctions, and as we saw through the trial in Cork, over 3,200 infractions on parking and double yellows. You know, people saying, I'll just be a minute. But that just a minute is holding up other traffic, and especially the buses. And as we try to kind of encourage people more and more to use the bus and use public transport, if you're stuck in a bus behind a rake of cars outside a school or outside any sort of area that might be that people have parked double yellow lines on, you're probably not likely to get the bus again the next day if you have the option for a car. And that car then is adding to more congestion, and then the bus gets stuck in even more traffic. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy what's happening here. So we the problem is we don't have enough Gardaí out on the beat to do the enforcement that's needed. And that's why we have to now look at cameras and automatic enforcement to try and clear the blockages that we have in Cork and other cities.
And was it able to ascertain, are there certain days that are worse than others, certain times of the day that are worse than others? Interesting given it was 24 hours.
Well, the days of the week that it did, it was on every day of the week that it did it. And the days with the most infractions were actually Fridays, with 1,300 was done. And actually on the times, the most popular infringement times was between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. It was pretty bad as well in the afternoon, but they were the most popular times on a Friday between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. But also, when I say Friday, it's much of a muchness throughout the week. Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays were the most popular days for infringements on this trial.
Yeah. I suppose there may be other factors there. There are more cars in the road and therefore more infringements at these times.
Yeah, I mean, you look at places like Cork, like Dublin, like London, where you have twats, you know, people who are only working Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. So, you know, it's interesting that Fridays was actually the most infringements on this, because it would have been a day where I would have said anecdotally that there wasn't as much traffic on the roads because people were either working more flexible, working from home. But that also might feed into the fact that employers are forcing people back to the office a lot more for the 5 days a week, which is now you know, as we see then, it's actually impinging then on further congestion and further issues facing our public transport services.
And the idea behind running this pilot in the first instance, was it, is it like a proof of concept in the hope that it might become regularised?
I would very much hope it becomes regularised. I think it's the only way that we're going to get any sort of message out to people who are flouting the rules of the road, that you can't just park on double yellow lines, that you can't park on bus stops, because we have to get the traffic flowing. And this isn't an anti-car attack at all. It's a pro-public transport agenda in my book. But I suppose we all have the anecdotal stories of, you know, pinch points in our cities, pinch points on certain routes, and you just kind of almost you're accepting them now. What this does, it actually identifies across the city on that particular route where there's pinch points, and what we as a city council can do then is try and work with the NTA to alleviate those pinch points through better bus lanes, better infrastructure to allow public transport to flow through. So Anglesey Street, for instance, just outside City Hall where I am right now, is one of the ones that was consistently highlighted as being a pinch point for events of double yellow line and bus stop parking. We approved just before Christmas a Part 8 application that will change the direction of flow and actually put in a dedicated bus lane. In Cork City, you know, compared to Dublin, we don't have the capacity of bus lanes that the capital has. We're getting there, but we're not there yet. So I hope what this does is it sends a message to government that, look, you need to fast track the National Safety Camera Strategy in line with legislation and allow the likes of the NTA and the Gardaí to get to work. Because I think until you have the stick approach, the carrot isn't going to work. So people are taking advantage of the lack of Gardaí on our roads, and they're making that red light break. They're making that junction hop, knowing that the chance of them getting a ticket is unlikely. But if you know that you're going to get a ticket, you're not going to take that chance.
Yeah. You know, the change in legislation, would this be something in relation to GDPR and that you couldn't prosecute any cars now?
Yeah, it's a great excuse in Irish society that we have is GDPR. I used to always say that the two great excuses in Cork was the Dunkettle roundabout and GDPR. Now we fixed Dunkettle a small bit, but GDPR is still rolled out in everything that we try and do. GDPR. And GDPR was not designed for bureaucrats to hide behind as a reason for not doing something. It was meant to, you know, protect personal data. Nobody's going to be getting a ticket for jumping a red light and having their details published in the Examiner or a News Talk. That's just not going to happen. But, you know, you get the rules of the law applied to you. GDPR needs to be addressed in that way. Government needs to address it. The Data Protection Commission needs to be out, come out and be flexible. We were at a situation, a bit off topic, but we were at a situation a number of years ago where we couldn't even have CCTV to identify people who were illegal dumping. Such was the view of the Data Protection Commissioner. And then we had to put through new legislation, which was done by my colleagues, then Senator Mark Wall, now TD for Kildare, to put in to address the data protection concerns. The Data Protection Commissioner should be working with government to say, look, we understand what the onus is of this legislation and that it's for the common good to identify illegal dumping or illegal traffic activity. And and giving them the tools to do that, not putting up the roadblocks to stop them pursuing those who would break the law.
Yeah. Was the NTA sitting on this report a little bit?
No, not at all. No, I'm in and out of Bus Éireann with the NTA quite a lot. As my role as chair of the Transport Authority, I asked them for it, and they handed it over to me. There was no problem whatsoever. It's up to the Minister for Transport now to ensure that they get the report and that they pursue that camera strategy and legislation hand in hand to get this rolled out as quickly as possible.
Yeah, whose job is this to give the report to the Minister?
I would have said the NTA.
And they haven't done that yet?
I'm not sure. I have enough troubles in my own role without worrying about what's being handed to the Minister for Transport at any given day. But we've asked the Minister for Transport to come down and meet with us in Cork City and see the impact in Cork City. And if he does come down, as the invite is still open for him to come down, I'll happily show him the report and I'll happily send it on to him.
Peter, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Peter Horgan there, a Labour councillor in Cork City.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.